Fred Guttenberg, a 1988 graduate of Skidmore College, will be returning to his alma mater this week, but the trip from Florida to the campus in Saratoga Springs will not be one for reunions and college memories. Fred Guttenberg will speak Wednesday night at the Gannett Auditorium at Skidmore about gun violence. His 14-year-old daughter, Jamie, was killed during the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, last year. Fred Guttenberg's life has taken a new direction since that day.
I attended a vigil in Parkland for the community, and the mayor asked if I would speak when I got there. And, you know, because I wasn't expecting that, I hadn't prepared, and I just went up there and let it rip. And it set me on this path that continued about a week later at the CNN town hall, where I confronted Senator Rubio. And I haven't stopped. I have been traveling this country, going state to state, meeting with state assemblies. In fact, I'll be meeting with Governor Cuomo and his administration the day after Skidmore. I've been in D.C. a lot and working on changing the gun laws in this country, working on getting out the vote, working on helping people across America try to understand what it means to be a victim of gun violence and why it's incumbent upon them to take this mission seriously or they could be next. And so this has been my life. You know, I spend my life now honoring my daughter's memory and fighting for the reason to change the reason that led to her no longer being with us.
What is some of the gun legislation you would like to see?
Well, number one, let's start with background checks. The simplest, easiest thing that everyone should be able to agree on. We currently have legislation that has passed the House. It should pass the Senate, but they won't take it up for a vote. Background checks should also be extended to ammunition, because if you're a prohibited purchaser of firearms, by law, you're also prohibited from buying ammunition, but there's no requirement today for a background check on ammunition. So people can get guns through private transfer, illegally stealing them, whatever, and walk into the store to buy the bullets. And I'm trying to stop that. So I've been working across the country to pass Jamie's Law, which seeks to extend background checks to ammunition. We ought to be raising the age 21. We ought to be banning high-capacity magazines. We ought to be allowing the issue of gun violence to be studied as a public health crisis. We need to repeal PLACA, which is a federal law that makes it illegal for people like me to pursue litigation against those that are responsible, the gun manufacturers, for flooding our streets with these weapons. There's a whole variety of common sense things that we can do, none of which is an alienation to anybody's Second Amendment right, none of which takes away anybody's who is a legal, lawful gun owner who takes away their rights to have weapons. However, red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders, if you are a known threat to someone, to yourself or someone else, you ought to lose your weapons. And so that would be the final piece of what I would say in terms of what I consider crucial towards saving lives.
What is the mental health component of this? There are very often these shooters give warnings of some sort, their behavior, perhaps a threats verbally or otherwise, and the red flag law is meant to address that kind of situation.
Well,
but other than that, how do you stop these things before they happen when someone perhaps is giving warning signs?
Well, number one, people don't always give warning signs. However, when they do, we do need to take those seriously. And that's where red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders become crucial. With regards to mental health, they're more often the violence is more often committed on them than committed by them, and I think we have a situation in this country where a lot who don't want to do anything about the issue of access to guns will go out and scream mental health to avoid doing anything about guns and to just kind of throw the shiny object down the road somewhere. Listen. We do need to deal with the reality of gun violence in this country. Part of dealing with that is better access to mental health care for those who are suffering, and also for those who have a history, ensuring that they don't have access to weapons. You know, one of the first things this current president did is actually loosen up the restrictions that were already in place, preventing the mentally ill from getting access to weapons. We need to tighten that back up. So there's so much that can be done, common sense, that would never, ever, ever infringe on the rights of a legal, lawful gun owner. And we need to do it, because right now we have about 40,000 people per year who die of gun violence, and we need to do everything we can to lower that number.
Fred Guttenberg is a 1988 graduate of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs. His daughter, Jamie, died in the mass shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, last year. Fred Guttenberg will be speaking this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at the Gannett Auditorium at Skidmore. The lecture is free and open to the public.